A wise pastor once told me that if you start repeating stories in your homilies, you've one of two things. You've either been in the parish too long or you're getting old. I think I've told this story before, so you can blame it on either. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But it's one of the most memorable experiences of my priesthood, and it has stuck with me for decades now. Ruby Bonds. She was an African-American woman who lived well into her 90s. I was visiting with her one day many years ago, and I asked her how she was doing. And she responded with the most wonderful statement in her lovely southern black voice. "Father, every morning the first thing I do is I pinch myself, and if it hurts, I say, 'Get up, old woman, God's given you another day.'" We're all going to die, but we're not dead yet. God has given us another day. Both of those things are really good for us to remember. One day, someday, we will die. The world as we know it is going to end. Jesus and Malachi and all the great prophets before them never hid that truth. It might be by war or insurrection or powerful earthquakes or famine or plagues, but it probably will be by cancer or by an accident or a heart attack or simply we just grow old. But we're all going to die. But today we are alive. God has given us another day. And what Jesus and the great prophets taught us at that moment is to prepare for that day when we die by how we live today. And there's something to be said, something holy and very wise about living our lives in anticipation of that end, because maybe we live them a little bit more fully. But how do you get there? How do you get there? St. Paul gave two little bits of advice to the Church of Thessalonica that might sound kind of silly or naive to hear them, but I think they're filled with great wisdom. They came at the very end of that reading that Aidan read for us today. Work quietly, eat your own food. That was it. Work quietly. There's work to be done. I don't think any of us can argue with any valid argument that the world is exactly as we would want it to be at this moment. That our family relationships and our personal relationships, our international relationships are anywhere where they could be. Or that we're living and loving in the way that we're called to live and love fully. And I'm quite certain that the church is far from what God intended the church to be. But contrary to what many politicians or CEOs or church leaders would have us believe, the best work is not done in the high-profile offices, but in the very simple lives and the labors of us, the men, the women, the children who live our lives very simply every day, teachers and musicians and janitors and retirees and students and those who wait on tables and those who check us out in the grocery store, mothers and fathers and grandparents and our friends. This is where God's work is done best. It happens around our kitchen tables. It happens when we drive to work. It happens while we're waiting in line. We have work to do. And eat your own food. Simple advice that Paul gave to his people to stay on track. Much of what we can do to live in anticipation of tomorrow and whatever it is that tomorrow brings is to live simply and prudently and graciously today. Greed is the destroyer of tomorrow. When we try to live beyond our means, when we desire to have more than what we need to live on, when we begin to envy what other people have, then we start stealing off of other plates. And when we steal off of their plates, then it unbalances the harmony of community. Don't worry about what other people have on their plates. Eat your own food. It makes for a more peaceful table. I took Ruby's advice this morning. It hurt. I got another day. So do you.